Thank you for holding. This is Morgan speaking. How can I help you?
Yes. Hi. I was talking with somebody. They gave me a 50% discount on a membership. I didn't read anything about having a membership to this Gadget Club, and my main issue is that we never received an email initially that I can find where I could get used, and they're charging me 50% for. So I've got one number, but that there's a lot of noise going on.
Yes, sir. Can I get your zip code?
4311.
And what was your first and last name?
Joseph Workman.
And then could you verify your mailing address?
2625 Melrose Avenue, Evansville, Indiana, 47711.
Yes, sir. I do see there was a subscription started for our online store, and that was started when there was an order placed for the foot massager.
Yes.
Whenever you place the orders for the foot massagers, that is an entry gift into our monthly subscription, where you get a $125 gift card monthly. That would have been stated
That's
in the
great.
Terms and conditions when you place the order.
I don't have any email from the initial purchase or from the membership.
Yes,
can
sir.
Can you help me find that?
That would have been set between the 16th of January and the 20th of January.
Okay, can you tell me what address it would be from or some other identifying information?
So you could try to type in the name of the website, which would be extremediscountsupply.com, or the customer support email, which is support@try. ExtremeDiscountSupply.com.
Okay, so I got the refund notification from that. Extreme. Yeah, I don't know how to use this. I can't find an email. Can you send me a new email or something so I can...
we can have another email sent to you, but it would take approximately 24, the latest it would longest would take is 24 hours. It could also get sent to your spam, so I would check your spam email because it has been sent, or people have said it's been sent there before. But it would go to the email that's on file. It was entered as joecwortman@gmail.com.
I mean, do you understand my frustration, though? I can't use it. I've been charged 50% for it.
Yes, sir. The terms and conditions on the website whenever you place the order, though. And you would have had to agree to those terms and conditions. So the most you'd be able to offer is that 50% refund.
Most you can offer. Can you make sure that I don't get any other charges?
The account was canceled before you were transferred over. Did you receive a cancellation number?
Give me, like, some kind of information to give you guys the worst feedback ever, because this is, like, an awful business practice. I can't even access what you gave me. So I'm being charged 50% for something that I'm looking for the email. I cannot find an email from you guys.
Yes,
the only thing
so.
I can find is the email I just received. And I don't remember what website it was, because who remembers some random website that says they gave you a prize? I don't have that website. Can you give me the original website, at least?
You could have done it as a survey, or again, you could have gone to the website, which was ExtremeDiscountSupply.com.
ExtremeDiscountSupply.com. Okay. So, am I going to be able to use these so-called gift cards that you gave me, or what?
It would only be one gift card, but yes, it would go toward any purchase in the store or on the website.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'll try to find that, and I mean,
so again, we can have it re-emailed to you.
What is, like, your parent company? Like, what is a way that I can get feedback that this is a horrible marketing?
This would be the number to call for customer support.
Well, I mean, like,
and you were already transferred to a supervisor.
I know. Can I review negative on Google? Because, like, this is an awful experience. Like, the company you work for is obviously taking advantage of people, and it's very crooked. I'm a technology savvy person, and I had no idea that all this was going to happen and that it would be such a pain to try to deal with your company.
Yes, yeah, so we already offered the 50% refund and canceled this account. We do apologize that the terms and conditions were misunderstood whenever you placed your order.
I mean, like, it's just like working for a company like this, really, does that feel good to you as a person? Or do you just not care that customers are being ripped off? This is ridiculous, okay? I'm sorry. I'm not trying to take it out on you personally, but do I really not have any other means to express that I don't like this and that this is not cool? Like, I guess not. I guess you're not giving me any other option.
We've already canceled the account. I've issued the refund. I forgave you the support email. I've given you the website as well as the support email. We also canceled the account and issued the 50% refund. You were also already transferred to a supervisor, so there's literally no one else to leave a review to. You were already given the website, an email address, a supervisor, a canceled account, and a 50% refund. We apologize that you misunderstood the terms and conditions whenever you placed the order. Your account's been canceled. Would you like a cancellation number?
Well, you guys need to stop doing these surveys because they're ripping people off.
Most people read the terms and conditions before they place the order for something.
People don't read the terms and conditions, and you know that.
I'm sorry you feel that way. As a one-time courtesy, we'll just go ahead and issue the full refund.
I know that.
As a one-time courtesy, we will go ahead and issue the full refund. Would you like your cancellation number?
Yes, please.
C as in Charlie, 25-87-77-88-8.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for calling customer support. Have a great day.